Those guys were torched today. Godwin running free all day long.
Why has Bill Curry been your hometown Ford dealer for nearly 60 years? It starts with one of the industry's best lifetime warranties for new and pre-owned vehicles, enhanced by 10-year roadside assistance and free maintenance for a year. Also included are nitrogen tire fills, F-150 and Super Duty bedliners, paint and fabric protection, and more. Add an extensive inventory and concierge customer service, and it's easy to see why Bill Curry is still Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. On Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
This is the Ira Kaufman Podcast. I am Rock Riley, and I just can't believe what I just saw. The sage of Tampa Bay sports, the one, the only, the great Ira Kaufman. Ira, can you believe what you just saw?
Rock, I need another stiff drink. I mean, we're here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Oldsmar. A couple of people bought me drinks. I think I need another one, Rock. A franchise record, 55 points. They've been playing since 1976. Never scored this many points in a game on the road against one of the better defenses in this league, against the best defensive player in this league in Aaron Donald. Rock, I'm 0 for 4 picking Buck games. I think I should hang it up. Forget about it. They win when I think they're going to lose. They lose when I think they're going to win. They are going to go to New Orleans with a heck of a lot of confidence. And Rock, I sure wish I was on that flight coming back from L.A. because there's a lot of whooping and a hollering. And you know Mr. Arians is going to have a couple of drinks spread out for him on that seat. It is going to be a joyous flight back.
The Ira Kaufman Podcast brought to you by Bill Curry Ford.
Rock, what I stopped by the Bill Curry showroom last week. First time in there. Saw Sean Sullivan, general manager, gave me a nice greeting, sat down at a table. What a showroom. What a showroom. I didn't know where to look first. One car looked better than the other. Beautifully laid out. They're sinking a lot of money into the facility. I urge all listeners of this podcast and all readers of Joe Bucks Fan, go out there, introduce yourself to Sean Sullivan. He's one of the ultimate Buck fans, Rock, that you and I are ever going to meet. He bleeds Buck. And he's got quality vehicles out there at an affordable price. I was very impressed.
Buffalo Wild Wings, of course. Sage does his world tour. He's here at Oldsmar. All right, let's get back to this game. Now, Sage, we all know the deal with the being away for 7 weeks. You're going to L.A. The Rams were undefeated. This is a big win. I think it's just another step. That's the way I'm looking at it. All right, they're not going to be world beaters this year, but I just continue to look at it as a step in the right direction. How big is this win in your mind in L.A.?
My big takeaway from this game is mental toughness, Rock. Putting last week's game behind you, which was not easy. It's easy to say that, but when you lose in that fashion, that could accompany you on that flight to Los Angeles, and you're thinking about last week when you're trying to block Aaron Donald. It didn't happen. They led 21-0. They were the fresher team at the start. They never let their foot off the gas. That's what I like. Arians stayed aggressive. Yeah, Winston made one bad pass. You can live with it. They just scored 55 freaking points. Rock, right off the top, I want to make 2 points. May I make 2 points?
This is your podcast, Sage, of course.
One. And I'm going to say it because nobody else will say it. And it might sound too strong, but I'll say it. We have just witnessed the greatest opening month in NFL history by a defensive player. You cannot play better than Shaq Barrett. And Rock, it is not just the 9 sacks. He tipped the ball on the first interception. He tipped the ball and got his own interception. And at the end, he set up Sue's clinching run with a forced fumble. It's not just the 9 sacks, which, by the way, is on pace for 36 sacks. Rock, the guy's been an absolute monster. And what's the chant I heard in Buffalo Wild Wings? Pay the man. Pay the man. Sign the man. People are already talking about it. Rock, it's going to happen. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere because the Bucks won't let this guy get the free agency. Number two, Rock. And again, I don't think a lot of people are looking at it this way. Game balls galore. Of course, Shaq Barrett. Godwin, fantastic. Winston, very, very good. Rock, you know who my game ball goes to? The 5 animals up front in front of Winston, who gave him time to find all these guys downfield.
Nice.
I didn't hear Aaron Donald. Take a bow, Kappa. Take a bow, Jensen. What a job. And the running game, still decent. Not overwhelming, but better. And look, Rock, in the fourth quarter, when they were winning by five, they had a long drive, ate up a lot of clock, ended up kicking a field goal. Old Buck teams don't do that. They go three and out. The other team gets the ball, and the Bucks end up losing this game. Those five offensive linemen, tremendous effort today. Tremendous.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't even really honestly think about the offensive line in this game. So that's a good job. You can talk about even Ndamukong Suh. How about a big man? How about how fast he took off at the end? And again, that was Barrett that created that. That was nice. That's a way to close it out, Sage. We hadn't seen that a lot under the Dirk Cutter regime.
You know, Rock, let's look at this overview. 2-2, heading to New Orleans. Not bad. With the terrible loss to the Giants thrown in, but a couple of big road victories. Rock, 2-0 on the road. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, they got to establish themselves at home, but they won't get a chance to do that till November 10th. Meanwhile, they're hitting the road, and they're playing well on the road. Rock, they just gave up 40 points, and Todd Bowles will find a lot of things to improve on, because I think Goff had over 500 yards passing.
Yeah.
Rock, they gave up 40 points on the road and won the football game. That doesn't happen for Buck fans. Doesn't happen.
All right, what did you think of Jameis Winston today, Sage?
Rock, he threw one balloon up there, which was unfortunate. And we thought it brought the Rams back into the football game. But overall, very, very strong effort by Winston. Who says he can't throw the deep ball to Mike Evans? Who says? Rock, he's got great targets. He's got great targets. O.J. Howard's not even operating on full cylinders. Wait till that happens. Nice to see Cameron Brate get into the act a little bit. Rock, Godwin, the number two to Evans, he'd probably be a number one on half the teams in this league. The kid is fabulous. What an opening month for Godwin. Winston, I got to give him another A-. He's playing very good football.
You know what else I like, Sage? I think he spread it out seven, eight different receivers. That's a winning formula, man.
Little flare passes to Ronald Jones. They're effective, Rock. They're effective. Screens, Ronald Jones playing well, Rock. He came in averaging 5.3 yards. He didn't disappoint anybody today.
He would have had over 120 if the two runs weren't called back. Yeah, but still, right. He's up there around 80. Peyton Barber had the first touchdown. Hey, you know what? Arians has always told us. I like our running backs. And Lefkowitz would say the same thing. Dari comes in. A couple of nice little plays. We're like, they're not really household names. That's another thing. Just to me, it's the progression. We're slowly seeing each time they're getting that running game going, Sage.
And Rock, you know, there might be something to be said. There might be. For the Rams taking this team for granted. They got punched in the mouth in the first 10 minutes. They fell behind by 3 touchdowns. 10-point favorites. They figure the Bucks are all depressed about last week. We're the Rams. We're 3-0. We're playing at the Coliseum. You know what happened at that Coliseum? The Bucks were the gladiators at that Coliseum. Nobody pushes the Rams around like that. And you know what? I thought for the first 3 weeks, and the Rams weren't playing great football, but they were 3-0. I thought they were better on defense, the Rams, than they were on offense through 3 weeks. And the Bucks just chewed up that Rams defense, but good.
Yeah, you're right, because, I mean, I had watched, they have that all-22, and I was watching Aaron Donald. Oh, my God. I was like, he is unstoppable. He was stopped today. He really wasn't a factor. Fowler's pretty good. Again, you know what, Sage? You're giving that game ball offensive line, no doubt, right?
I am, absolutely. And, Rock, once again, we find, just like we did last week, yeah, Marcus Peters, you had that interception and you ran it back. And by the way, you took a heck of a shot from Donovan Smith.
Yeah, he did.
That could have been a penalty.
I know.
Smith could be penalized. He might be fined for that.
Right,
yeah,
right,
he might
right.
be fine. But, Rock, just like the Giants found out, Marcus Peters, as good as you are, nobody covers Mike Evans one-on-one. He blew right past him, Rock. You and I could have thrown that ball. Jameis threw a nice ball. And Evans did a little showboating at the end, and Peters didn't like it, Rob.
You know what? I don't like that at the end.
That's not like Evans.
No, I mean, I don't like that. But you know what? All right, I'm not going to harp on it, but I'll just be honest with you. Get in the end zone, man. You know what I mean? Get in the end zone. Don't do your dance before you're in.
Rock, you're absolutely right. And Rock, you know, we don't want this point lost in terms of going forward.
No doubt.
Secondary's got to tighten up, Rock. It's got, you know, you're getting good pressure. Goff faced a lot of heat, just like the Giants guy faced a lot of heat.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and they're still throwing the ball and completing a lot of ball. 500 yards passing with a pass rush like the Bucs had, that shouldn't happen. Bowles, you've got work to do. And didn't Arian say about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, it's fixed. It's he was talking about the second. Wow, it's fixed. What are you talking about? So, Rock, a lot of new pieces. They're young. I understand that. But if this team wants to get to that 9 or 10 win total, which now doesn't seem crazy. Doesn't seem crazy. Maybe not probable, but not crazy. They got to tighten up that secondary, Rock. Because the Saints, that's a good football team, even without Drew Brees. Good football team.
Man, Ira is fired up, just like every other Bucks fan. And we are going to get back to Ira and Rock in about 30 seconds. But first, I'm going to tell you about Dollar Mania. Every Monday is Dollar Mania, starting at 9 p.m. at Pin Chasers. That's your bowling alley in the Tampa Bay area. Three locations. Bring $6 for a wristband and enjoy $1 games of bowling, draft beers, Pepsi, and hot dogs. Dollar Mania is at every location, both in Tampa and in Zephyr Hills. Free shoes, as always. It goes on from 9 p.m. until close. Go to pinchasers.net to see every daily special. They never end. Every single day, sometimes more than one. Pin Chasers is in its 60th year. They are a great community partner across the Bay Area. Pinchasers.net is the website. Get out to Dollar Mania tonight.
Sage, what was it like here at Buffalo Wild Wings? You're doing your world tour. You're all around the Tampa Bay area at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Every time there's an away game, what was it like? Was there a little bit of uneasiness with fans, even with the Buccaneers having that lead? Tell me what it was like in there, Sage, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Rock, everybody was enjoying their beer and their wings until Winston threw that pick. Then everybody with any kind of memory remembered what happened at Ray J last week, and the thought crept in, here we go again. This game's not over. Not over. Because there's a lot of time left, Rocket. There's like 8 minutes left in the game. And all of a sudden, the Rams are right there. They're right there. So there was a lot of apprehension. But then, Rock, when Shaq Barrett forced that fumble on Goff and Sue scooped it up and showed, you know, he looked like Carl Lewis running down the sidelines over there, Rock.
Dude, he had, did you see the moves and he had the little dance? No dance.
And Rock, when that happened, utter delirium at Buffalo Wild Wings. And Rock, a chant broke out, and you're going to love the chant. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And they were talking about Shaq Barrett. You ready?
I'm ready.
Pay the man. Pay the man. Get him under contract. Pay the man. Now, Rock, we're not even into October yet, and I understand he's only on a one-year deal. Yeah. And potentially, he could test the market, and that's a dangerous place for Bucks. Of course he's not going to end up with 36 sacks. Everybody knows that. I mean, the record's 23 or whatever. He's not going to get 36. But, Rock, I'll say it again. You can't play better than Shaq Barrett's playing. You can't do it. And he's getting double-teamed. I was watching it a lot. They were chipping him. They were doing. And why wouldn't you? After four sacks against the Giants last week, you're going to pay attention to the man. Right. I think he got more attention from the Rams' offensive line than Aaron Donald got from the Buck line. Yeah, he was double-teamed, but he gets double-teamed every freaking week. They didn't put three guys on Aaron Donald. I'm telling you, my hat's off to Kappa. I don't hear much about Kappa. I don't hear penalties. And Jensen's playing the best football since he joined the Bucs. He's been outstanding. And we didn't even know if he was going to play because he hurt his back.
He had a back. He played. Godwin had a hip. He played. So that's another thing, Sage.
And they're going to get Devin White back.
And they will get Devin White
back. And possibly JPP. Possibly. We'll see.
I thought that was a good move by both the Bucs and JPP, that restructuring in order to provide a little more salary cap relief. I'm sure.
Even though he's free to leave next
year.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. We understand it. All right, so anything else before we look to see what they can do now to continue to improve. Right, but anything else that we've
things,
hit
Rock,
on? Well,
hit
on Sage.
Rock, and this is a point worth making and savoring. Rock, 2 weeks in a row, the Bucks scored 28 points in the first half. 2 weeks in a row. That's four touchdowns.
Nice.
Now,
nice.
Yeah, they were helped by the defense, and there were some turnovers or whatever. But, Rock, they're scoring in the red zone. They're scoring seven, not three. Another point. Mr. Gay hit a 58-yard field goal. He did. Now, Rock, I said it last week. I'm going to say it to you again. I trust him more from 55 than I do from 35. That's a problem going forward. But it's nice to have a guy who can... And by the way, the Rams kicker, that guy's incredible. Yeah. Zuerlein.
Zuerlein's good.
Zuerlein's good. I think he's going to make a 70-yarder this year. But Gay's very strong on the long field goals. Very, very strong.
And
Arian showed some faith in him.
Yes, he did. I think that's big. You know, I do a show with Martine. Martine said, that's number one. First of all, Gay's saying all the right things. That's fine. The support of your teammates, even Evans after that last game, said, no, he's still our guy. They said, no, they didn't bring in any kickers on Tuesday like they normally do. And Martine says, if you got a little bit of a mental thing, just a little bit, you want to hit that first extra point or the first one. And you know what? It was a little shaky, but he got it. And then he got that, and then you can see, okay, now you're starting to get the confidence because he's got the leg, and you didn't want that to snowball, and it didn't. So, actually, it's pretty big that he came through on this Sunday.
And Rock, another guy that kind of sneaks under the radar for you and I. We've watched him over the years. He's playing really good football. Levante David's playing good football,
he did.
Rock.
Oh, look at that.
He is solid, isn't he? That pick, boy, did he read that play. He reminded me a little bit of Rondé against the Eagles in that championship. He cut right in front of that pass, Rock. You know what? That's preparation. He knew where that ball was going. We take him for granted sometimes, Rock. He's a very solid football player, no question.
Now, what do you make of the game plan? Because I'll tell you, on the other side, Wade Phillips is one hell of a defensive coordinator.
Yes.
And with the defense, look, Sage, the Rams came in 3-0, but they were this year. It's been their defense. What did you think
Until today, Rock.
Okay, what did you think of the game plan?
I thought it was outstanding. I think when Tlaib and Peters looks at the game film, they're going to cringe. Absolutely. And I don't care if Peters had a pick six. I don't care. Those guys were torched today. Godwin running free all day long. Peters trying to stay with Mike Evans. He gave him a little shake and bake. Boom. Peters in the rearview mirror. He wasn't even the same area code as Mike Evans. Brate making plays. Rock swing passes. Winston... when he had time, and he had a lot of time, and that's why I'm giving one of those game balls to the offensive line, he had a lot of targets, Rock. You know, we got to remember one thing, Rock. They lost DeSean Jackson and Adam Humphries. Adam Humphries is a good football player and had a very good season for the 2018 Bucks. One of the better slot receivers in the league, and he's doing a good job with Tennessee. Rock, they lost these two guys, and the Bucks are scoring points left and right. I mean, the last couple of weeks, except for that second half, getting conservative against the Giants. But when you're scoring 28 points in the first half 2 weeks in a row, you got to give Leftwich some credit. Arians, of course, is a big part of it. And this guy, Harold Goodwin, Rock, he's the run game coordinator. He's doing a good job because they're more balanced than they used to be. Goff's throwing 65 passes. The Bucks aren't throwing 65 passes. When you throw 65, you're probably going to lose. Let's look at the division for a second. Carolina has rebounded. They are playing better without Cam Newton, maybe because that galvanized the team, that injury, and they know everybody's got to suck it up. I believe they're 2-0 since the Bucks went to Charlotte.
You are correct.
They're playing good defense, Rock.
Yes,
good defense.
Yep.
And, you know, the backup quarterback's doing a nice job.
Yep.
And McCaffrey has done well since the Bucks shut him down 2 weeks ago.
A lot of touches. He had 38
Rock,
touches.
38
in this
touches.
One today.
Excellent.
Yes.
Rock, Atlanta looks bad.
I know.
And
what
I
happened?
Think Quinn's in trouble.
Yeah.
Quinn's in trouble. I don't know that he's going to be the first coach because I think Jay Gruden's hanging by a thread, Rock. And that's a bad football team. I don't think that's Jay Gruden's fault. I don't think they got a lot of talent. I think Atlanta has enough talent to win 9 games, and it doesn't look like they're going to do it. So I think Quinn's, and he took over the defense, and defense isn't playing great. And Matt Ryan's making mistakes, Rock. So what I'm saying is, this defense is up for grabs. This division's up for grabs, Rock. and the Bucks head into the Superdome, where they won last year in a shootout with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And the way Winston's playing, there's no reason to think that the... Now, I'm the last guy to try to predict the Bucks game, Rock. So, later in the week, I want to hear what you say about the Bucks-Saints game. But, Rock, the Saints without Breeze are certainly not nearly as formidable.
I agree. I think it's going to eventually come back to bite them. It's not like it's their anybody's fault. Teddy Bridgewater is good, but there's a reason. You're not Drew Brees.
Yes.
So I'm with you. I think this is a year. If there's ever a year, this is the year the Bucs.
Maybe you win the division with 8 or 9 wins, Rock.
Possibly. Could. All right, so what else going forward now? You got the Saints. They're going to go over to London. But with this team,
I got a couple of points.
All right. What do you got, Sage?
All right. Here's a couple of people that I think need to step it up, even in the wake of a fantastic Buck victory. O.J. Howard. Come on, Howard. Now, everybody around you has stepped up their game. Jameis is playing well. The O-line's giving him time to throw. You've been touted as a great talent in this league, and the only thing that's held you back is some injuries. Well, now you're healthy, and it's time to put your stamp on this football team and show Bruce Arians and his coaching staff that you're as good as Buck fans think you can be. Two, Rock, going forward. You know what I said about Shaq Barrett, and I ain't taking a word back from it. You cannot overstate how great this guy's been. But here's my message for some of the other guys. Step it up. Step it up, Nassib. Step it up, Golston. Step it up, Vea. He's getting all the attention now. And going forward, he's still going to get all the attention. You think the Saints are going to forget about Shaq Barrett? They're going to put a big circle around 58. This is the guy we got to take care of. What does that do? It leaves everybody Rock with one-on-ones. And this also goes out to Bowles. Knowing how much attention Barrett's going to draw going forward, you have to put some of these other players in position to shake things up on these quarterbacks. Barrett can't do it alone, and eventually he'll come back to Earth, Rock. He's Rocket Man right now. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. He can't keep it up. And you want to help him? Let some of these other guys eat at the trough a little bit.
Nice.
There's food for everybody, Rock.
Nice. All right, I want to final thoughts. Mine is on Jameis. Jameis is improving. He's not turning it over. Next thing I would like to see him do is he's holding on to it just a tad too long. But look, Rome wasn't built in a day. The improvement that I've seen in Jameis, I really, really like. I'm good with it. I'm good with where Jameis is right now.
He's
and continue to get
since
better.
Week one, right? Week one, you were worried.
Oh. So worried. I'm not going to tweet out during the game anymore because I tweeted out, give me somebody that's more accurate. And then he actually came back a little bit. So, I mean, you got to watch for a whole game. But that's my thing. He waits. He holds on just a little bit too long. But, again, I can live with that because he's not turning it over. He's starting to hit these deep balls. He is spreading it around. When DeSean Jackson was here, I think that gets in his head. I got to give it to him. I got to try to go to Mike. No, 7-8 different receivers. I'm really liking what I'm seeing. They're closing
point,
it out.
Yeah,
it's
point.
The attitude with Arians. I think that they are just taking steps. They're taking nice steps. That's how I see it, Sage.
And to me, my biggest concern, which I've said many times on this podcast all summer long, was the offensive line. Because other than Kappa for Beninak at right guard, it was the same starters coming back. They blocked like garbage for the run for the last 3 years. No running game at all under Dirk Cutter's stewardship. None. So no balance. And for the Winston defenders, I thought that was a legitimate point that they made. Where's his complimentary running game? He didn't have it. So they really improved in that regard. The holes are better.
That's helping.
And Rock, and what we saw today against Aaron Donald and his friends, Winston had time to find his targets downfield. Rock, sometimes he had more than enough time and went through his progressions. If that keeps up, this team's going to score a lot of points, Rock.
I just thought of something, Sage. Something else I just thought of. I keep watching that play where the DB takes it back. And he's been known for times not playing for to the whistle, Donovan Smith. Donovan Smith was hustling down there. He might get a fine, but I still like playing and aggressiveness and not to the to the whistle. I actually don't mind that. I hadn't seen that.
Watch the knock on Ben on 76. He doesn't finish. He doesn't sustain.
Little things like that.
Little things like that. Now, he gave a lick to Peters.
Yeah, he did.
He's going to pay for it.
But you know what? I'll take the aggressiveness.
I'm okay with that
He wasn't lazy. He didn't stay back there.
A very happy Buck locker room this week for those of us that venture into it. Rock, can't let one win go to their head. But I'll tell you what. I was very impressed with the way they managed to shake off the brutality of the Giants' loss. Which is not easy for a young team to do. The way it happened, the missed field goal. And to come in there and take charge and kick the Rams' butt all over the Coliseum in the first quarter like that. You can imagine what was going through the Los Angeles fans, right? What are these Bucks doing? I thought Winston's no good. I thought we're going to roll over them with 10-point favorites. And, Rock, they never lost their poise. You know, one bad pass, yeah, from Winston. But you know what? I'll give him that, Rock. I'll give him that. Goff threw three. And lost a fumble. Winston was the best quarterback on the field today, Rock. And that was a big reason why the Bucs won.
What was the turnout like here in Oldsmar? Again, Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Sage's World Tour. They got the Saints. There's going to be an early one.
I'll be in Ybor City next week.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Ybor City.
That's correct.
What was it like for the Buck fans?
Plenty of Buck fans. Plenty of noise. Now, when I walked in, Rock, at about 3:15, the 1 o'clock games were going on. And I got to tell you, Rock, big group of Buck fans waiting for the 4:05 kickoff.
Right.
But you know what? The Cleveland Brown fans came up.
No kidding.
The Browns fans. The Ohio people. And every time Mayfield did something or Miles Garrett, they were loud and they were screaming. And at 4:05, the Browns game was over and it was all Bucks the rest of the way, baby. And Rock, I got to say it again. I'm pulling my hair out because I can't pick a Buck game. Rock, I cannot pick a Buck game. It's not the worst thing in the world. They're 2-2. I'm 0-4, Rock. Hey, and I can live with it.
Hey, I'm 2-2, but I'll tell you what. I thought that they were going to win. I didn't.
You thought they were going to win this game?
I was the only one.
Did you say it on your show, Rock?
No, and I said it to Javi. I said it to Joe Bucks fan. I'm picking every week, man.
Did you say it on your radio show?
Yes, I did. I did not think they were going to score this many points.
And Martine also picked the Bucks.
Hey, he's going to pick the Bucks every game.
Ooh. All right, just a quick review. Rock, later in the week, we'll do more on the Saints.
Honor to be here with you, Sage. I'll see you in the locker room.
My pleasure, my friend.
All right, it was great to get that quick reaction from the Sage of Tampa Bay Sports. Our thanks to Bill Curry Ford, where there is a huge buyback sale going on through Monday, through tomorrow, September 30th, and they are giving up to $4,000 over Kelly Blue Book value for your trade. Get to Bill Curry Ford. .com or get out to the dealership 1 mile north of Raymond James Stadium. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. As Ira mentioned, his world tour goes to Ybor City next Sunday. You can watch the game with Ira, hang out with Bucks fans. Great time, great viewing, great Wi-Fi. Buffalo Wild Wings. And of course, visit pinchasers.net for all the daily specials across the Bay Area. Pinchasers.net, that's your place to bowl in Tampa Bay. Now, the podcast. Go ahead and subscribe if you're not already at Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Play, other platforms as well, or listen and download at joebucksfan.com. We appreciate the booming numbers on the podcast and really everything at joebucksfan.com. So the Sage will be back later this week. He'll be sitting down for the more reaction out of this game and the excitement heading into New Orleans. As always, his three columns appear at joebucksfan.com. Ira's 10 takeaways will fire tomorrow morning, I believe, at 5 a.m. I see he just emailed me with his column, and I'm looking forward to reading that, and you should be too. All right, Bucks fans, a tremendous win, and just isn't it great how hope just returns and revitalization happens? There's new life. There is new love for your Buccaneers, and we just love this roller coaster ride. Hopefully, it'll end one of these years without us getting thrown off the tracks and plunging to our death. So hopefully this is that year, and right now, I'm going to think it is. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Thanks for enjoying everything at our website, and the Sage, we'll see you soon.